Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock.
Hello. Greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations. How are we doing today?
I am doing good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good, too.
Yeah. I am. Today, I've put Snapchat in hospice.
What?
The app, Snapchat?
Yeah.
It's in hospice. Why? Where I turned off app notifications.
Oh, that's what you call.
I'm so sick of it being like, hey, have you seen your friend put this on their story?
I hate that.
Hey, you should watch this random reel. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I only have you because I have way too many memories on there.
Exactly.
It's the only reason I have that app.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned off push notifications and like alerts and I turned off my location on it. Everything.
Wow.
All of it. All of the stuff I can turn off, I turned off.
That's what you call on hospice.
When you put an app on hospice. When you don't use it, but you have to keep it around for like some random reason because it has memories or maybe use it once a year, but you've turned off all notifications for it and you don't look at it ever, that's an app on hospice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I only use my Snapchat to snap my sister and my boyfriend.
Yeah.
We have over a 100-day streak on there.
That's pretty good.
So that's slay.
I just don't believe in Snapchat anymore.
It was fun in school.
In school, it's fun. You know what?
Yeah.
It makes sense for high schoolers. But, like, I'm a grown adult.
No.
Like, when men ask me for my Snapchat, that's immediately, no, you're not even getting my number now.
No, exactly. Because why are you asking for my Snapchat?
Because you're a slut.
Yeah.
No offense. You're a slut if you ask for my Snapchat and not my number.
Mm-hmm.
Or my Instagram.
Yeah. It's number or Instagram.
Yeah.
That should be it.
Because the Instagram makes sense because, like, I want to make sure you're real.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I asked for an Instagram. But if you're asking for my Snapchat, it's because you are a slut.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't respect you.
And also, now that we're bringing this up, like, you ask for Instagram to make sure you're real. Mm-hmm. Do you think a guy would ask for your Instagram to make sure you're real?
No, because men don't ever feel like they're in danger.
They don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So
today I did a Facebook Marketplace sell.
Yeah.
And I was like scared I was going to get kidnapped in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily they were just people from Long Island.
Yeah, they were people.
They were people. They were interesting. They were preaching some very right-wing stuff at me. And I was just like, can I have the money, please?
Mm-hmm. Give me money. Bye-bye.
Give me money.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then the man, because I talked to them for like 15 minutes because they were talking to me about their life story and how they ended up in Florida.
That's crazy.
Long Island, then they moved to Las Vegas, then they moved to South Carolina, then they moved to Arizona, and now they're in Florida.
Wow.
Anyway, by the end of it, the man shook my hand and his wife gave me a hug.
Okay. So you guys are basically besties.
Yeah. So I feel like I just got...
Did you like block them on Facebook?
No. I archived the chat.
Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you archive a chat on Facebook Messenger, does it pop back up when somebody says something in the chat?
I don't know.
I've never, I don't use Facebook Messenger, really.
Yeah.
One time, there was, messages sitting in my Messenger for over 2 months, and I just didn't look at it. I have the Messenger app on my phone, but I think I had turned notifications off. It was on hospice.
I don't have the Messenger app for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care enough.
It kept hounding me to get the Messenger app, and I was like, why do I need that?
Because I still don't have wallet set up on my iPhone, no matter how much it tells me I need to.
Really?
I don't care.
Okay.
I said silent, nope, skip. It's been asking me for years.
Oh my gosh.
I keep saying no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girl power.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
It just kept hounding me to get Facebook Messenger, and I was like, I guess so. But Facebook, the messages used to be in the Facebook app.
Yeah,
so
they still are.
But for me, it wasn't showing up like that.
Oh, maybe it's because you got the app.
You don't have the Facebook app?
I do, but I have Messenger.
Weird.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Yeah.
No. You know, Ben Schwartz is in that, too.
Yeah, he's in a lot. Shout out to Ben. Come on. We want you on the pod.
I know
you're busy, and I know that we've been trying to make it work, but I genuinely think we should really work to try and get you on the pod.
Exactly.
Can you imagine we just have, we keep saying, we'll have a guest star. We have one, and it's Ben Schwartz, and we never have another guest star.
I would absolutely love that.
Just a random, that's just such a random person to have on a podcast.
Yeah. But he's iconic.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, we need to watch his Netflix special.
I know.
I would the one really you
keep converting people to.
Yes, I really, we should really watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should watch it.
You know what I think we should do?
Hmm.
Read our co-star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, do you have yours up?
No.
Okay. Let's see who gets it first.
Oh my God. Co-star. It read my face and it gave me the check. And then it said, actually, you can't get into your phone.
Uh-huh. Mine's up.
Okay, you go.
Mine says, ooh, it says, you are ready for something new. Okay.
Okay.
Ew. Do oatmeal raisin.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like those cookies, but power walk and cityscape.
You did cityscape today.
Yeah, I did.
What are your don'ts?
Don't, complacency, rumor mill, and subscriptions.
Mm.
I don't subscribe to negativity. You are not on
mine's kind of crazy.
Ooh, what is it?
Because there's, okay, so here's what it says.
Hmm.
Look after the parts of yourself that are soft.
Hmm.
But this is interesting, and I'll get there in a minute.
Okay.
But my do's are beach house, phone speakers, and candlelight. Don't. Vigilante, low blows, low standards.
Whoa.
But here's the thing. Look after the parts of yourself that are soft. Yesterday, Saturday, that's Saturday,
mm-hmm.
It said, the softest things in the world overcome the hardest things in the world.
Interesting.
And today it is telling me to let myself be soft.
Okay.
So or look after the parts of yourself that are soft.
Yeah. There's a theme going on.
Mm-hmm. And I actually do have power and stuff today.
Yay. What's your power?
Sex and love and self.
Okay.
Trouble with everything else.
Oh. Okay.
And you're on here for me.
What is it?
Help Sam finish what she starts. Today, Sam wants to take direction. Catch up with them. As a Gemini Saturn, you know when to push someone to give out compliments. And when to hold everyone to higher standards.
Hmm.
Hmm.
You do hold people to high standards.
Who's knocking up there? Do you hear that?
They're
slamming the door.
Are they like building furniture again?
How much furniture can one family of four build?
I do not know. These people build furniture.
They frequently will drag. There's this chair they drag around. You hear their child cry all the time.
Oh my God, and the temper tantrums.
And I never hear any of that because the teenager lives above my bedroom, so he just sits in there on TikTok all day.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably. But
yeah, I knew it was the teenager that lived there because he has the
LED strips. You can see them. Exactly. It's so funny.
That is so teenager.
And the dog is always in his room, and when I come home, the dog barks at me.
The dog has barked at me a few times too.
Yeah. But when the dog is not in the apartment, it never barks.
Mm-hmm.
I see them walk around.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
What does your paragraph say?
Okay, my paragraph says, today you are feeling suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Instead of being a bloodsucker, try letting people in on your secrets. Using people to get what you want only reveals your fake depth. I don't want to be fake. This month, you are ready to follow your urge to try something new. This is a commendable move for someone who minimizes real emotional issues by magnifying other parts of themselves that they feel okay about. Make a distinction between your social identity and your private self.
Hmm.
Okay. Your main challenge right now is to pay attention to your unconscious mind without taking its messages too literally, and to protect your psyche from people who try to pull you into their negative emotional spirals. Mm. To be described as someone with character, you must first build it.
Mm.
Okay.
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 Yeah. Pop off, co-star.
Period.
Mm-hmm. What is your paragraph say?
Today, there's a little person in your head saying that it is self-centered to be spontaneous. It's not. You just haven't accepted that your emotional satisfaction is your responsibility. Take it slow. Try not to punish other people for your dissatisfaction.
Hmm.
This month, you are ready to expand the definition of who you are. This is a commendable move for someone who doesn't always see reality as it is. Break up with your image. Didn't you get that one? Break up with your image?
Maybe.
I don't know. Your main challenge right now is to pay close attention to ego clashes getting in the way of your ambitions. People will come to you if they want to.
Yeah, I mean, watch for that ego, man.
I mean, It's ridiculous. It's really a problem, and it does impact all of my relationships. It's
literally so problematic.
Off camera, we fight all the time because of my ego.
Yeah, this is just a fake friendship, for sure.
Yeah, we just are roommates that met on Facebook, and I don't really know you that well.
No, exactly.
We're just acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Acting.
Oh, my powers are in self-respect and magnetism.
Ooh.
Aw.
Huh. I have the power of riz, magnetism, supernatural grace, creative flow.
Here's what my magnetism says.
Ooh, what?
Your Venus is in Taurus, which means that you show love and affection by meeting their needs and desires before they even realize they have them.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
That's 100% you.
This feels as reflexive as breathing right now, as you feel unusually chatty. You are ready to play.
Okay.
Hmm.
I like that.
Oh.
Oh? Uh-oh.
You are endlessly curious about life, and right now you're able to make a decision.
Hmm.
If you've been wanting to collaborate, make it happen.
Okay. Collab. Ben Schwartz.
Yes, Ben. Dude, come on. This is a sign.
Yabba Clock and Ben Schwartz. Collab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are your powers? Anything seem interesting to rattle off?
Let me see. I have charisma, magnetism, supernatural grace. I'll read supernatural grace.
Okay.
Just because you like that one.
It's just such a cool thing to say. I have supernatural grace.
I have supernatural grace. So it says, you typically seek escape with integrity. In this moment, you may feel especially principled, making it the perfect time to dissolve boundaries between yourself and your psychological foundations. You understand your motivations, your needs, and your fears. Now, don't be afraid to let this insight guide you. So basically, that's like follow your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
What's your gut say?
Mm-hmm. We do be trusting the
in
gut.
In this house, we be really focusing in on our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
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 This was so insightful. There is a subject that I wanted to bring up, how you sort of feel about this. People being fake on social media versus like being real.
Well, here's the thing. I think there is, it's like the difficult conversations we're going to have with them. It really depends because people being fake on social media, like obviously some people, they have turned themselves into a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
They turn themselves into a brand. So, you know, they're always selling something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, companies don't want to support people that are like, I'm this and I'm that and blah, blah, blah. They want people that are like, hi, everybody. Today I'm buying the whatever from wherever.
Yeah.
So I think people that are fake because they're just trying to make money. Like, I get it. Like, get your hustle on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's much more compelling to see real stories. Like, for example, like moms on the internet that are like, I feel stuck. I feel trapped. Like, da, 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 da. And then other moms are able to be like, this happened to me. This is what worked for me.
It's the relatable content.
Yeah. And then being able to get answers from others.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think kind of like the same thing. I think for a long time, like I've been posting on social media for years. And
Do you think fake on social media?
No, I think I used to be fake on social media. I used to try and like do that voice and like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I have just accepted that now I kind of just talk in a monotone and like my face isn't very expressive. My face is very like, I don't know, neutral.
Right.
And for that reason, I kind of don't like watching videos of myself when I'm just like speaking because I don't like how not expressive I am. Okay. Mm. I'm going to change my mindset and be like, yes, I look so professional.
Absolutely.
Okay. But yeah, I used to be fake a lot. Not fake in a bad way, though, because I was still myself. I was still speaking my mind and having my opinions. But I just tried to be like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work for me. And then really, like when I met you and when I started posting more and more about myself,
mm-hmm.
and things that I like to do, and I felt empowered by you and supported to like show that side of myself, then I think that's really where I thrived and flourished and
being relatable content.
Exactly. Because yeah. you affirmed things in me. Like, you were just like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Oh my God, you're so gorgeous. You're so funny.
Yeah,
like,
I have you, eyes.
Yeah, like, you're so nice. And so, and you really like, and you are my Instagram boyfriend.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not easy. You make it easy, but like, sometimes I'll be trying to get the shot and I'm like, don't notice me. I'm trying to get a candid, I'm like, don't notice that I am.
Yeah, you have the vision.
Yeah.
And I think that's also helped me, like, pop off and be like, oh my God, like, I can do this.
You have a killer profile.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I like that I kind of inspired you to start
making content.
Yeah, exactly. Because I really, like, you, your voice deserves to be heard by so many people, like, thousands and thousands of people.
I don't know about that.
And I think that.
What about my voice? Like,
I think, like, just what you have to say and your humor and your personality, like, everything about you, I think that everybody's lives would be better if they heard from you.
Maybe. Who's to say?
I say. That's what I say.
Sometimes I feel like I talk too low when I do my voiceovers, but it's just like, have I told you my process?
You can explain it again.
Oh. Usually I will record footage, and then as I'm in the moment recording it in my mind, I'm like, I think I know what I'm going to say when I'm doing this. I think I'm kind of thinking of a script in my head as I'm recording stuff, and I'm like, yeah. I think it'd be funny if I said this during this time. And then when I actually finally edit it on my iPad, I do maybe, I do a piece of a voiceover. I only ever try to do it no more than 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just rattle off what's in my head.
Exactly.
That's all I have to say.
It makes it real, and it adds your personality into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so special.
You're so special.
Oh.
I just like being able to make best friend content with you, but it's not like, this is my best friend. It's like, hey, look at all this B-roll I have of just us dicking around.
I know. And we go on adventures, and we do so much, and I think it's so fun. Yeah. I love having you as my platonic soulmate.
Life's never been better.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, being the Instagram boyfriend, like, truly, you have to have vision.
Yeah.
Because you can't just hit record. Like, you have to be like,
like, the setup and the everything and the vibe. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even for photos, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just about recording videos. It's about the photos, too. Getting that perfect 0.5 or whatever. And, like, some of it, talking about it out loud is like, oh, my God, hot. Like, you know, it kind of can seem a little self-centered or, like, I don't really know, like, full of yourself.
Well, it's because somebody else is recording you. And then you're like, wow, this is how I'm seen by others.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that saying where it's like, you can tell how much someone likes you by the photos they take of you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that saying.
Mm-hmm. Word, good words to live by.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
No one I've ever dated has ever taken, like, candids of me.
Oh.
Or, like, videos of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think about how when you say, like, whenever something funny happens, I know I'm going to turn around and you're going to see me, like.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I feel about you. It's like, I know that when something's happening, I'm going to turn around. You're just going to be, like, holding your phone, like.
Right, because we're going to get it on film.
Yeah.
We're documenting it.
Yeah, we're just, what are we if not just documentary artists or film video? Documentary cinematographers.
Exactly. I think we should add that on a resume.
Yeah. Be like, my life is my documentary.
So we're going to segue into our next topic. What do you want to speak about?
So I know that it is not Christmas time, but I was looking through my podcast notes app, all my thoughts and bits and my pieces. Do you guys know the Snoopy song? It's the iconic Snoopy song where the kids are singing. You know what I'm talking about? Christmas time.
Yeah, that one.
Here. Yeah. Do you guys wonder if any of those kids are still alive? It wasn't that long ago, but it was long enough ago where it's like,
it's debatable whether they're alive.
Yeah, every time I hear it on the radio, I'm always like, are any of those kids still alive? Or, like, what'd they do with their lives?
Do they get revenue from it?
I don't know. Like, I have so many questions.
Like, how were contracts made last, like, whenever, you know? Like, how was, because they, obviously they knew it was going to go on radio, maybe.
Yeah, but do the individual kids make a percentage, or is it just the
I would assume that the individual kids have to, like, if they went through an agency, like, they're all represented through that agency and they have to get, I would assume they would get some revenue or some, What's that word?
A credit,
It's not like a dividend. It's, residual. Royalty. A royalty.
Yes.
Yeah. Royalty. Yeah. They must get royalties.
They must.
Like, yeah. You know who I saw a podcast clip? You know the show Drake and Josh?
I'm familiar.
Josh Peck said that he doesn't get paid, like, any royalties for the show running still.
Hmm.
Like, he said they just got paid for the episode and that was it.
Well, he also is a bad person.
Yeah. Aww. Well, but, and then the guest stars were like, I still get paid royalties. And he's like, what? So they must have put something funny in his contract.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh. Did you ever watch The Amanda Show?
No, I have no idea who that is.
Amanda Bynes?
The name's familiar.
Okay. Her most famous thing was The Amanda Show. She was on, what was she on? All That, I think. I never watched All That.
But you also watched Disney Channel a lot longer than I did.
Yeah. Well, this was on Nickelodeon.
Oh.
But...
I knew that.
What else was she on? She was in that movie...
with the people in it?
Is it called What a Girl Wants? Or is that a different movie?
That's definitely a different movie.
It's definitely... What is it?
That was like a Y2K movie, I think.
It is a Y2K movie. What she... the one where she pretends to be her brother and she plays soccer. She dresses
up. I do know Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, yeah, that one. What is that one called?
She's the Man.
She's the Man. What is What a Girl Wants? I think I had that on DVD too.
Maybe. I've never watched that movie.
She's the Man?
Yeah. I see you for what you truly are, which is ugly. That's the only thing I know from that movie.
I watched that movie when I was very young. I have not seen it in a long time.
Mm.
But I don't know why I got on the topic of Amanda Bynes. It's just...
thinking about
it? She was Josh Peck, Nickelodeon. Because Drake and Josh were also on The Amanda Show. It was all like those up-and-coming... Youthful Nickelodeon kids.
Yeah. Well, now, do you see they're building a Nickelodeon hotel?
Yeah.
Nickelodeon's trying to get a revival in Orlando, in Florida. In
Orlando.
Which,
like, you can buy condos on the Nickelodeon lot.
Yeah.
And which now, is crazy.
I'm confused. Can you change the interior of these condos, or is it always going to be Nickelodeon? Because it sounds like you're buying a timeshare that they're going to Airbnb out when you're not around.
Maybe.
That's what I thought was happening. And then it's like... they're like the evil SpongeBob episode we were joking about this, remember? With the, they tried to get SpongeBob to, like, the villains tried to get SpongeBob to buy a timeshare.
Yeah.
And they had to go up the floors. Look at them.
Uh-huh.
You either die a hero.
Do we think that the condos would be timeshared out?
They have to be. If you're not living there full time.
Nobody can live full time on the Nickelodeon resort, I guess.
That's like, just a, like, why would you want to do that? When Margaritaville is... a mile down the road.
Exactly.
Also, they are building in one of the worst places.
Yeah.
To drive and to live and to just simply exist.
Yeah, it's not that nice. Yeah. It's not nice at all.
No.
So not shout out to Nickelodeon. You guys did not do your research. You just bought land and said,
you just bought a random plot of land.
We're putting this on
I don't feel sorry for
busy
you.
Highway and dangerous part of the town.
Which, that shopping center over there, there's like a Super Target. Good luck driving around there past 4:30.
Yeah.
That is hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I just never
And
go
the
over
roads
there.
Themselves are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. So it's not going to be fun.
We'll see how long it takes for them to cancel those plans.
You get to have breakfast with SpongeBob and Paw Patrol and who else?
And then what else is the draw to be there?
Literally, I have no idea. You can get slimed. That's another thing. Have you ever wanted to be slimed?
Not.
Hey, when it opens, what if they invite us when it opens and we just get to be slimed and then just leave?
Then I have to sit in my car and be slimed.
Yeah, we would have to like wash off somewhere.
Trash bags.
Like, come with us to get slimed. That doesn't sound too nice.
I would just put trash bags all over my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe like change out of my clothes, but then it's in my hair. It's all over me.
Get slimed and get into an Uber afterwards. Be like, I didn't want to dirty my car.
And there's no button to press. It's like, I've been slimed at the Nickelodeon Resort.
Right, exactly. But maybe they'll like put a thing on Uber being like, they're coming from the Nickelodeon Resort. Watch your back.
Yeah, they might be slimed.
Watch your car.
Mm-hmm. Because what is in the slime? Do we know?
I don't know. When I think of being slimed, I just think of that video of Katy Perry getting absolutely blasted in the face.
Can I be honest with you? Every time I see that, I'm amazed she didn't get like an eye infection.
Exactly.
Or lose her eyeballs.
Yeah. Because like, why would that happen to her? The poor thing.
Okay. What is in Nickelodeon slime? Vanilla pudding, applesauce, oatmeal, and green food dye.
Oatmeal?
Ooh. 2 cups of oatmeal, 2 cups of applesauce, 2 cups of vanilla pudding, and 3 to 4 drops of green food dye. I don't know if I believe this.
I don't know if I believe that either.
The oatmeal? Why oatmeal?
I've never seen it textured. That's weird.
Apparently from the Nickelodeon fandom wiki.
Where'd they get their sources? Do they have the slime recipe locked up, like the Krabby Patty formula?
Maybe.
I don't know if I believe this too much.
And, like, the green food dye. Like, it's so green, that can't be good for you.
No. And also, like, now knowing that Katy Perry got vanilla pudding, applesauce, and oatmeal in her, shot into her eye.
I'd crash out, dude.
I'm surprised she didn't lose her eyeball.
That's what I'm saying. The way it hits her and her eyes are open. I'm amazed.
She looked straight at it.
I'm amazed she didn't lose her eyes, lose her vision. I would have fired my agent. Mm-hmm. There would have been hell to pay on set.
Like, somebody would have been, somebody should have been fired.
Because now if it had been like at her, like a light little blop, but it like jetted at her.
Exactly. And who knows, that was probably a malfunction on the launcher part.
Maybe
but
too much pressure, but still.
Still.
Like, I always see that clip and I always, because she falls to the ground.
Yeah.
So I always wonder what legally ensued after that. What was her recovery like? Did she need recovery time or did she just need eye drops? Like, what happened? Did she have to go, I'm imagining, you know, in science rooms when they have those.
Yeah, the eye wash stations.
And maybe she needed one of those, but
yeah,
still, that's just.
I genuinely, like, that's so gross.
Yeah, I've always wondered. Katy Perry, please come on our podcast and tell us, or at least just come over and we'll sign an NDA. I just need to know what happened.
Right, exactly.
What ensued after that? Did you fire your agent? Did you go beef with Nickelodeon?
Did they pay you? Like, did they compensate you?
Yeah, did you have to get, did they pay for your medical bills? Like, what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, I would love to know
Did
more.
You have to leave immediately afterwards and, like, go
you
to the
have
hospital?
To clean, did they have a, I'm imagining they must have, like, an eye clearing station at the Nickelodeon thing.
Maybe.
If they're sliming people, they have to have safety precautions. But it was also 2008.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody really thought about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really plagued my mind.
And, like, the podium that had the jet in it, like, did they have to take the entire podium out? But, like, it's connected to, obviously, something. How did they, and, like.
And then did they keep reusing that same bit if it hurt a celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know what show I really miss?
What?
Wipeout.
Oh, that was a good show.
I always wanted to go and Wipeout. It never looked that hard.
I know. I was like, I can do this.
Yeah. Wipeout and Hole in the Wall.
Yeah. Hole in the Wall looked really fun. I wanted to
if
do
we
that.
If we Hole in the Wall, we would have ate down.
Oh, 100%.
That's group mind right there.
Mm-hmm. We could do it. Mm-hmm. I think so. Leave a comment down below if you guys think we could have won Hole in the Wall.
Yeah, or Wipeout, or both.
Yeah.
I think I could be good at Wipeout.
I could picture you Wipeout with, like knee pads and, like, elbow pads just for fun.
The only thing I think that would be a problem is falling into the water with those life vests on, because I feel like that would hurt.
It would hurt, especially if it hit you at the wrong angle. Like, if you fall into the water and you have like a chunky life vest and you went,
oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would sign legal waivers to not have to wear a life vest.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, if I die, just let me go.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that other one? The temple one. Like a
game show?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what was the one with that? I always felt like I could do it. It was, they had to hit the squares and know the...
Yeah, there's a clip being viral right now about the kid who was like, this is so easy. Like, it was so easy, and he kept messing it up. I've seen that clip.
I remember. About.
It was like, it was on Nickelodeon, too.
Yeah, but what was that game one show called? I would only ever watch it to see them do that part.
I loved that part.
Because I'm like, it can't be that hard. I hope Nickelodeon puts that in their new resort.
Oh my god, yeah.
It was a casino.
They really have to...
The Nickelodeon Casino?
The Nickelodeon
now
Casino?
Now I'd go to that. I'd have to see that.
I think they should cater to the 90s kids and like the early 2000s
Throw
kids.
Put a casino in there.
Add some things in there and be like, this is 18 plus.
Yeah.
Add a Nickelodeon nightclub.
The millennials would go crazy.
Exactly. They
We'd
would
pull
be spending
up to
the money.
We'd Uber to the Nickelodeon nightclub and then get back in the Uber after getting slimed at the Nickelodeon nightclub.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
What if there was like a dunk tank but slime?
I think that's a hazard.
Yeah.
Cuz it's like it's goopy.
Goop.
Cuz like what if you get too much, like you swallow too much?
Oh, I don't want to swallow slime.
I'd try it. I'd like lick my hand if there was stuff on it.
Just a little.
I'd just try it.
I wouldn't like full lick.
No. Just a little tongue touch. Just cuz I'm curious and I can say that I tried slime and then the you know, the green food dye that I just consumed, when it does eventually give me cancer, that little bit of, I'll be like,
yeah.
You know, at least
it was
I know.
Nickelodeon. Exactly. Yeah.
Blame Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Absolutely.
I forget what the monkey or the lemur, Zaboomafoo. Was that the name of the show?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Zaboomafoo?
Yeah, you don't know Zaboomafoo?
That's like the Boobas. Do you remember Boobas?
I remember the Boobas.
Who's Zaboomafoo?
Zaboomafoo.
Animated series.
Zaboomafoo. They made...
Oh, I remember Zaboomafoo. It wasn't a game show, though.
No,
it's just the lemur
where
guy.
Was the... There was the lemur
now
in
I wanna
the...
Now I want to Google Boobas. I love Boobas. As a kid, I watched it all the time.
Oh, Zaboomafoo died of kidney failure at the age of 20.5.
When?
In 2014.
Wow.
November 10th, 2014. Okay, so it wasn't Zaboomafoo.
I thought, you know, I wasn't what drinking was... tonight, but damn, I missed Zaboomafoo.
What was the temple game show Legends of the Hidden Temple.
What? Let me Google this.
Nickelodeon. Legends of the Hidden Temple. That thing. Yes, I watched that all the time. 1993. Reviews 100%
what
loved the
on
nostalgia.
Earth?
I watched reruns because apparently the final episode date was in 1995. And I was born in 1998.
You know what show I loved?
What?
Destroy, Build, Destroy.
I can't, the name sounds familiar. I can't say that I don't know if I've watched anything
from it. I thought the host
it.
Was hot when I was little.
Let's see a picture. Who's this host? Are they hot now?
I don't know.
Because
he almost, it's like really low res, but he's kind of giving like Dave Navarro.
Okay, yeah. You love Dave Navarro.
I love Dave Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
This is a scary photo of him.
Okay.
But
yeah, he could be attractive.
But no, he was so funny. Like his whole thing. Yeah, like look, he looks like a Dave Navarro like clone.
Yeah.
I love Dave Navarro. Our other roommate and I, we used to watch Ink Masters all the time.
Just for him?
Just mainly for, well, because we liked to see how bad stuff was, but Dave Navarro.
Like, Dave Navarro, yeah.
Dude.
I can see that guy being a
I could fix him. Look at
how
him.
How old is Dave Navarro now?
Don't worry about that. But look
how
at him young.
How old is he? Yeah, young, great.
This is him now.
Okay.
That's my husband.
He looks like Skrillex.
And then... Oh, damn it. You're right. I wanted to be
he
Skrillex.
He does.
Oh my god, he's 57.
Okay.
And he has had 1, 2, 3 wives.
Oh.
Oh, he's 5'9". Oh.
You couldn't date Dave Navarro.
I would ex Dave Navarro if he was on Hinge because of his height.
Oh, you know, my God.
He's so bad, I would actually, like...
You could fix him. Well, does he have children?
You know what? I don't think he does.
He has three wives, no children?
Yeah. He's born June 7th, 1967.
Okay, so almost Gemini you gang. And a few years off.
I can't believe he's 5'9". That's so upsetting, actually. Like, look at him. He looks like he's 6'2".
He does not look like he's 6'2".
You just hate me and everything I stand. I like, damn it. I can't believe Dave Navarro is a short king. I'm actually, like...
You're watching Isabella crash out right now. That's crazy. You're so upset about it. I'm sorry.
But no, Dave Navarro being short is, I think, the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
I'm sorry. That's really upsetting.
He's 5'9". I would ex Dave Navarro on Hinge just because I would look at him and go, he's cute. No, but he's short. Next. That's horrible. Does it make me want to start talking to short guys?
Mm-mm.
No. But it does put some perspective.
You're like that audio on TikTok that's like, sorry, I'm not into short guys.
I'm not. Because they're all bitches. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
If you're a short guy, I'm sure you're fine. But the ones I've encountered have not been pleasant.
No.
So.
Because you need a tall king.
I need to be picked up like a princess. And.
Mm-hmm. And 5'9 Dave Navarro is not going
to
cut
he's
it.
He's not going to. You know, he's strong enough to, but he's so tiny. He's a little guy.
He's so tiny.
He's so tiny. Because you know what? It says 5'9". He's probably 5'8". Let's be honest.
Google's lying for him?
I think he's lying and Google's just believing him.
Maybe. He called up Google. He's like, hey, switch this.
I'm sure he lied on his driver's license.
Maybe.
So I really don't have anything else I want to say. I just feel betrayed.
I know.
My husband has been lying to me for like 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
You think you know somebody. I'm about to become, about to become his fourth wife. Like divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to put that on your resume. I divorced Dave Navarro.
And they're going to be like, she's so powerful.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe she had the strength to do it.
Yeah, well, he lied to you, so.
I mean, it's illegal to guillotine them, so the best punishment I can give them is to never be in their life again.
Mm-hmm, because that's a sad life.
Could you imagine not having either of us, like, to the men that have had you and lost you, I pity the fool. Genuinely, I do.
Oh, 100%. They're miserable.
I think about them, or like their photo pops up on social media, and I go, oh, what an idiot. What a fool.
Honestly, what I think moron. The same thing. And I think it's really funny when they see, like, when I know that they've seen photos of me and my boyfriend being happy, and I'm like... Too
could
bad.
Have been you. Oh, well.
Could have been you, but hey, I'm happy it's not.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be with my boyfriend who loves me and appreciates me.
Or like to just like to go through my life. I'm pretending I'm a man. Mm-hmm. To go through my life thinking that I was a man and you gave me everything and I said, I'm not feeling it.
Exactly.
Put me in an institution. Clearly, I'm not mentally well.
Mm-hmm. Every man that has fumbled you is so dumb. I get mad at them for you.
Yeah. Two, like I said to that one guy, you're willingly let me walk out of your life, and that's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me knowing me before I knew my worth.
You laid down the law, and you said, you're being dumb.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I am. And he let you walk out anyway.
And he let me walk away. I disappeared on the horizon.
Exactly.
And so then...
he has to live with that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I definitely haunt him.
Yes.
I am Stevie Nicks, Silver Springs.
Uh-huh.
I like to think I haunt every man who...
You do.
Who once was able to receive my love and admiration.
Yes. You haunt them,
mm-hmm.
and They will, what is that? You will never run away from the sound of a woman.
You'll never get away from the sound of the woman that loved you. Or it's like, I know I could have loved you, but you wouldn't let me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so many bars and bangers. I love you, Stevie Nicks. And she's not going to die.
No.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
No, she'll be alive forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give her my soul and my spirit and my body, if that's okay. What it takes.
Yeah, we'll all just, like, pitch in so that she can be immortal.
I'll pitch in a little bit of life force to keep her alive. I think that's perfect. I'd happily give her 10 years.
Okay.
If it meant that she got another 10 years.
Exactly.
I don't need it.
Right.
What am I going to be doing at 95?
Nothing.
I don't need to be in 105.
No. Just go at 95. It's fine.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And also, like, a stipulation of that would be, like, to give her, like, the energy. Not just so that she can live. Because if you're...
to be alive.
Exactly. Because if you're, like, 120, you ain't really going to be doing anything.
You're
sitting
there all day long
really
waiting
sing.
To die.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like... So if you give her some of your life force, like, also give her the energy.
Yeah.
So that she could be up and around and, like, maybe even performing.
Yeah.
You know?
Go get him, Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She could do that.
Absolutely. I believe in her.
She's still got to make a living.
Yeah.
She has millions and billions and trillions, but she, you know.
She doesn't really love the game.
Exactly.
Money means nothing to her.
Money, money, money. I had that in my head earlier.
Oh. So, my final question before we wrap it up.
Yeah?
What is your dream bachelorette party location?
I have no idea. A lot of girls go to, like, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, or even Disney World. Don't want to go to Disney World.
Would rather not. I'd rather stay home and save the money.
Yeah, exactly. Do not take me to Disney World on a
bachelorette
trip. To
wait in lines in the sun?
No.
You hate me.
Thank you.
You don't respect me.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what a perfect bachelorette trip would look like. Because also, like, I don't know who I'm going to... I have a few people. I guess it would only be a few people bringing, but, like, that I'm bringing, but... I don't know. What about you? You've thought about this?
I did today. Okay. I think I have a decision.
Okay. What is it?
So, I think the perfect bachelorette location is the islands that they filmed Mamma Mia on.
Okay.
It's a movie about love and family and all that, and then you're in Greece.
That's true.
Hey, look around. You're in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're bored of the islands? Go to Italy.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Because I've always wanted to stay... on one of those little huts on the Bahamas that, like people go for, like, their honeymoon.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that as my honeymoon. So no. I feel like I just need to go and do that.
With your friends.
Casually. Yeah.
And chill.
But it's, like, I don't want to just... Because when you do that, like, the main point of that trip is just, like, hang out and relax. Mm-hmm. But I think a girl's trip in Greece on the islands of love from Mamma Mia has more impact because more people like Mamma Mia.
Yeah. And you can play the soundtrack and sing along.
Yeah, and annoy all the people that live there. And they're like, I'm so sick of hearing about
this
stupid movie. Yeah.
Well, then leave, you know?
Yeah.
If those people on the island really hated the Mamma Mia soundtrack so much, they would be so smart to just Airbnb their house. Let the annoying people live in their house. And they get to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm.
Maybe they should have, like, 2 weeks straight with no Mamma Mia is referenced. And they just, like, no tourists allowed for 2 weeks.
Exactly. Just close it off for 2 weeks.
And... Yeah, but do that, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
You get your 2 weeks apiece.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a good answer.
Yeah. I just feel like, because that's, like, it's also significant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
Who says, my batch party was in Nashville. Oh, my batch party, we went to Greece.
Yeah, I don't know about going to Nashville either. Like,
I'd rather die.
I'm not a big country person either, so, like,
no.
That seems like torture.
And Nashville?
Nashville's not safe.
And dirty.
Yeah.
Because there's bachelor parties throwing up everywhere, and bachelorettes throwing up everywhere.
Exactly.
It's just, no.
No, I don't think...
I went to Nashville as a kid, and my parents were all like, this sucks.
Oh, I've never been to Nashville, but I've heard bad things about it.
It's not great.
Yeah, I don't really know where I would go. Like, for me, I would probably say overseas somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But also, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, if you're inviting a few people, like, a round trip could cost you like $2,000 plus accommodations and food,
yeah,
and like and converting money and all that kind of stuff.
Well, now hear me out.
Yeah,
you, me, we take my sister. We go do the Greece trip,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a tiny bachelorette.
Where?
In the States.
But where in the States?
Where do we live? Should we just pretend we live here?
Yeah.
Okay. We go drive up to Dollywood.
Okay.
And my bachelorette trip is in Dollywood.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want like two bachelorette trips?
Yeah, we do really just a trip where we go to Greece and do the islands and hang out. And then we do the actual bachelorette trip where we go to Dollywood.
Okay.
Yeah. But the only thing is, the people that went to the Greece trip can't talk about the Dollywood, can't talk about the trip to the Dollywood people.
Right.
Because that's just mean. Oh my God, we just got back from Greece and it was really nice.
With the tan skin. Be like, where'd you guys go?
Greece.
We went to Greece and had a pre-bachelorette trip. And they're like,
oh, why wasn't I invited?
Uh-huh.
Because to be a bridesmaid is such a financial investment.
Exactly. And you don't, like, ask to do that. You just you are asked to do it. And just like, wow, I'm so happy to celebrate your special day, but now I have to fork up all this money.
To go and do all these things. But it's like Dollywood, road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, how many people am I going to bring? You, my sister, our other friend, our other friend, our other friend. Let's pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave a slot open for if the guy I'm marrying has like a sister.
Yeah.
But would she want to go to that? Because it's like she doesn't know any of them.
Exactly.
So.
I don't know. I feel like if I were to do like an in the States trip, I would also like a road trip.
Mm-hmm. You have to contemplate really the decision you're about to make.
I would really like to do like stargazing.
I know a place.
Yeah?
Yeah. Flagstaff, Arizona.
Okay.
They have a telescope there. And then sometimes on certain nights, they open up for the public to view.
I want to do that.
And that was when I saw a shooting star that wasn't on the beach, and it was magical.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen a shooting star.
Because you are one. Just look in the mirror. You see one every day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think something like very...
like cool. Something that's like, I went to Mexico. No, I went into the desert.
I went to Mexico and got drunk for 5 days straight or whatever.
What?
No. That's not my cup of tea.
No, but we're also, that's just not who we are.
No.
Like, nothing wrong with being that, but that's just not who we are.
It's not who we are.
Yeah.
We're like adventures and fun and like deep life talks.
Yeah. Under the stars being like, so do you really love him? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
He's the one. And then, like, you know, having that real beautiful heart-to-heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bachelorette trip we pick, is heart-to-heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd love to do some sort of, like, yoga there. I would love to do aerial yoga on the bachelorette trip.
You know what? If we're going out west, we should go find, like, a natural hot spring.
Mm.
There's one in... I think there's one in, like... oh, maybe it's in Arizona, but it's, like, a red rock natural spring.
Okay.
It's very cool.
So basically it sounds like we're going to Arizona for my bachelorette trip.
Yeah, I decided that that's what we're doing for your trip.
Oh my gosh.
Because I would be your maid of honor, so technically that's my job.
Yeah, exactly. So we're already pre-planning this. What if we could rent a Volkswagen Beetle, not a Beetle.
Like a bus?
The bus, yeah.
Oh, that'd be sick.
That would be my ideal. If we could just rent out a bus and drive that cross country.
Yeah.
Go to Arizona, drive it back, give it back.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
A Volkswagen bus would be cool. My only problem is it's such an old car. I don't know if they can make those kinds of trips anymore.
But they have a newer one. Ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think this is a good plan. Nobody steal it because that's our thing.
Because it's our thing.
Yeah.
It's our plan.
That's
so.
Actually, so that's our plan. And you can't do it even if you think it sounds like really, really fun.
So if I see anybody else doing this, I'm coming after you.
Count your days.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's good. I don't know. I feel like that's a good plan.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
This is very fun.
Oh, well, thanks for yapping with me today.
I know. Thanks for yapping with me. I feel so honored.
I'm always going to yap with you.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, noon, and night. I'll yap with you. Yeah. Has there been an episode where I haven't quoted that?
Probably. But I feel like you quote it often.
It's just so good.
It is so good.
Because all I care about her. It's like that my sister and I right now have been quoting the Darth Vader audio. You agreed to stay away. I lied. Because we just quote the I lied part.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll be like, Maddie, you said da-da-da-da. And she'll be like, I lied. And I'll be like,
oh my god!
It's the Darth Vader quote. But yeah. Anyway.
When does he say that?
It's in like a video game.
Oh.
I'll have to show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same video game with the, your feelings for her are not real. They're real to me! Do you know that?
I've heard about that one.
That one's from the same game.
Okay, got it.
I've been told that game sucks, but they're from the same game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. At least they come out with bangers like, I lied.
I lied. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's so fun.
I love that for us.
I love that for us, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
thank you for yapping, for listening to us yap.
Maybe you yapped with us in the car.
Yeah.
Or wherever you're sitting.
Wherever you're sitting. I hope you had a great time.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And thank you again for listening in and supporting us. Thanks for listening. And also, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. And thank you for supporting us.
I was in my mind. I was like, wait.
I said it twice. I went, because I wanted to say something else, and I just threw in listening.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey guys, thanks for listening.
And also, thanks for listening.
And before you go, just want to say it one more time. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Did we say thank you for listening?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe you should say it 20 more times, just in case.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well yeah, that's about it. Yeah. That's all she yapped. That's all we yapped.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thanks for I almost said lapping. Thanks for yapping along.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Bye. Bye.